Final hour of a busy Tuesday program here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Chris Thomas Dirtle with you until 10 o'clock on Chris Thomas Tonight. Got a good tweet from In Pursuit of Excellence. He says, at C Thomas Radio, that's where you can find me. Hey, Turtle, I'm torn. On one hand, there's no way Raheem can anticipate Ku losing his, and he put the poop emoji. If we had a kicker at the beginning of the season, maybe we win at least two more games. And on the other hand, how can I trust the head coach that would allow a QB to start and cannot execute the bulk of the playbook? It's a good point. And that's why we're having the discussion tonight about the HC and the OC, and appreciate everybody that called in at 404-726-0929. We took a bunch of your calls. We'll open up the phone lines again before we get out of here, but that's the crux of the issue. Has this winning streak changed your perspective at all on the future of Raheem Morris and Zach Robinson? Have they showed you enough that, you know, maybe one more kick at the can isn't the worst idea out there? Or are you steadfast in saying, no, thank you, sir, I am good, and we need to keep it moving? Again, 404-726-0929 is the number, or you can hit me up as In Pursuit of Excellence did at C Thomas Radio. We were going to get to it last segment, but we just went down a rabbit hole of tangents, and it was fun, and we talked about things I did not anticipate talking about, including Orin Sons Franklin's preference in Disney movies, but you never know what's going to come up on this show, and that's the beauty of it. So now we will get to some true and false questions.
All righty, sir. Back to these birds. Question number one. That blocked field goal, they showed the replay of it, and on the left side of the Falcons line.
Again. Which, the left side of the line again.
Left side of the line.
Again.
Where Jared Verse kind of came through unimpeded, it looked like.
Unimpeded, unimpeded to the quarterback.
In between good old Elijah Wilkinson and Jovan Gwynn. They I don't know what they were doing. Arch talked about how like he got to kind of move sideways and they lunge forward. And when they lunge forward, just whiffed completely on Jared.
You know
Jared
what it was? It was poor execution.
Very, very poor execution.
What it was.
But, you know, Elijah Wilkinson, I mean, he hasn't lost the spot that he's gained this year in replacing Caleb McGarry. Not a natural right tackle, been converted to right tackle. He's been a guard his career. But my first question is about him. True or false? Elijah Wilkinson is a starter on next year's offensive line.
God, no. Oh, my God. Or no, 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 no. You see how many flags this guy gets?
He is the second most penalized offensive line in the NFL.
Yeah.
It's like 11 false starts he has this year.
Yeah, not what you want there, pal. It's Caleb McGarry's job when he gets it back. And then after that, I think, Oren, you want a hot take?
Hot take, hot take, hot
take. They're going to need to look to upgrade at both tackles.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, is it because of the age of Jake Matthews or the play of Jake Matthews in conjunction with his age?
Clearly lost a step, and you're seeing him getting taken advantage of a lot because of that. He's still decent, but he's definitely, I would say, a candidate to be kicked inside if that's something they would be willing to work out, although they do have two pretty good guards right now. And I don't think he's playing center, so maybe he moves to right tackle and you get a new left tackle. And Caleb McGarry is the odd man out there. But I'd be looking to make some pretty big upgrades on the offensive line. And Mr. Wilkinson is, or to put it politely, not going to be a part of those plans.
Understood. Question number two. This past offseason, the Falcons had Younghoe Koo as the kicker, coming in with some doubts, and then there was that guy they signed.
John Parker Romo.
Well, before John Parker Romo, there was Lenny Craig.
Lenny Craig.
Who in the preseason we saw this guy had a very strong leg, but he never was really like a true contender or true opposition or even true competition, if you will, to Younghoe Koo in that kicking job. Let's say that Zane Gonzalez is your kicker headed in the next season? True or false? The Falcons bring in other kickers in camp to compete, rightfully so, against Zane Gonzalez for the kicking job next season.
If he does well in the final game to close out the season, no. I'm giving him a new contract.
Wow, really?
He's been really good. Yeah, why not? I mean, do you see that kick to end the game yesterday?
He kicked the, it was 51-yarder he hit.
And right through the uprights. Looked like it could have been good from 60.
The one he had earlier in the game, too, from what, 56, was really good,
too. You remember those kicks that Parker Romo had where every single one of them was an inch and a half away from being out?
Yeah. Yeah.
Zane Gonzalez has been anything but that. So,
a lot more dependable, a lot more straight down the middle.
And Lenny Krieg, don't
need
you anymore,
pal. He
took
up a roster spot. He's still here, I guess.
Yeah, he's on the IPP, the International Player Portal. But if Zane Gonzalez can still kick next year, what do I need Lenny Krieg for? Sorry.
Yeah.
I like Team Zane.
All right, I got two names
here. He does that weird hair thing, though.
That he does.
Yeah.
I have two players here for questions 3 and 4. Two players. Both of these guys, when they got here, signed 3-year deals. Both of these guys next year, going into the offseason, are going to be unrestricted free agents.
Can I get – I have a feeling I know where you're going with this.
Okay.
Let me guess the two players.
I'll see if you can guess them.
David Onyemata.
He is one.
Caden Ellis.
He is the second.
How about that?
How about that?
How about that? Are you asking either, neither, or both?
Well, I'm going to do individually here. So, David Onyemata, he's back here in 26. True or false?
I'm going to say false just because he's played pretty well. So, I think he's going to want big money. And I think Rook has also played pretty well, and he's a lot cheaper.
3 for $35 million is what he got when he signed here in 23.
Yeah, I think you got too many other needs. Like, he's really good, but you need a true nose guard in there, in my
opinion.
You do.
You need a big bully.
And he's big, but he's not that big. So I'm going to say no. David Onyemata is not back, and it's not because he hasn't played well. It's just that is a point where the Falcons have extra bodies who can replicate that production, in my opinion.
Caden signed here in 23, 3 for $21 million. I think it's safe to say he, at 31 years old, this will maybe be the last kind of big-time deal he gets. I think he's outplayed the 3 for 20. Because remember in New Orleans when he first got here, he came up with the D.C.
7 sacks.
Yeah, the D.C. at that time. And he had won. His final season in New Orleans was sort of an uptick for him. And he's been, you know, by all accounts here, a great, great in coverage. Great
him and Jesse
the run.
Bates have been your two best defenders.
Arguably so. Is he here next year?
Yeah, you got to pay him and you got to make him a captain. If he's not already. I think he is already, but he's been the heart and soul of the defense alongside Jesse Bates, as we just said. You just saw the play. You see the plays he made yesterday?
Yeah.
He was playing linebacker like a corner.
Freaking drew the offensive pass interference early in the game.
It was incredible. So, and he's also a locker room leader. He's a really good spokesman for the team. Hanson Bevel, too. I'll just, you know, for whatever that's worth. You know what? If God blessed me with a physique like that, Warren, I'd wear my shirt half up my torso too.
I wouldn't wear shirts at all.
Yeah. Why? Like, why? Why would you deprive the
Don't
world?
Don't care how cold it is outside.
Nope. Sorry.
Just let it out, man.
Like, this is what I'm working with, and y'all, that's between y'all if y'all got a problem
with
it. Yeah,
that's your problem. That's a you problem, not a me problem.
But in all seriousness, you got to pay him. He's been great. He's been a leader. And he's a hell of a football player, and I need him back in the middle of that defense next season.
All right, last one here. You mentioned this name earlier, Jacoby Brissett, and sending Arizona something to get him back. True or false, the Falcons trade for the quarterback next year that starts the beginning of the season for them instead of Michael Penix. They make a trade for that quarterback this offseason.
Well, if I had my druthers, it'd be true. And I'd trade him, I don't know, a 2027 fifth-round pick. Would that do it for you? Because I think they're going to be in the market for a new quarterback anyway, but I think they're going to want Brissett there as the backup or the starter potentially until the guy is ready to go. So I'm going to say they want a little something for him. You don't have the assets this year, but I don't know. If I said a 2027 fifth-round pick, is that enough to get Jacoby Brissett? Why not? I mean, I'm not giving more than that, but – I'm going to say if it's Brissett, yes. If it's not him, I'm going to say no. I'm going to say they go the Jameis Winston route, or the maybe they try to see if Dillon Gabriel could breathe life into his career. Somebody like that. It's going to be very interesting to see what they do at that QB position to start the season next year. Great job, Bo, on the five true and false questions. When we get back, Joe Patrick stops by. What's his take on all the shenanigans going on at Flowery Branch? Don't miss that conversation coming your way next. Chris Thomas tonight, taking you up until 10 o'clock on 92.9 The Game.